If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. And now it's the end of the year. Can you believe that 2018 is almost over? And at the beginning of the new year, we want to look ahead and try to discern what God is saying. So I have invited on the podcast today Frank Amedia, a pastor from Ohio who I have interviewed several times, usually about Donald Trump. And I just reached out to him recently and said, would you be on my podcast and just share what you believe God is saying at this season, especially at the first of the year? So welcome to you, Frank.
Good to be with you, Steve, as always. And thank you for being on the forefront of not only this nation, but in the kingdom as regards speaking and as a voice for Christians. I really can't tell you how much I respect that. We really need you and need a few more like you to be there.
Well, thank you. And I know you've had a time to think and pray about this. What do you have to share with my listeners today and also the readers of my newsletter?
Well, I'm going to be releasing something towards the end of the year that I think is an overview, but I'll go as fast as I can. I see that we've made progress from what was promised us when Donald Trump was elected, and that by the word of the Lord of changing our Supreme Court and changing the law of the land. And we're still one justice short. He had promised three, we have two. And even today, we saw that Chief Justice Roberts is proving to us more and more that he's not really a conservative, as he's been teaming up with the liberal side. And just today voted with the liberal justices to prevail against the administration as pertained the amnesty ban. So we need that other one. We need that other one desperately quick so that we can see the laws of the land change. I believe, and as I've said over and over, even during the Kavanaugh hearings, that the third one's coming sooner than we thought. And the reason being is because it's part of this man's assignment, not that he just inherently has done it as a God thing, but it's in his genes to do it. And we should be praying that way and believing God for that third justice to be put in a position to be voted in very shortly, very shortly. I could go into more with that, but I won't at this point. We have a false sense of conservative excitement about this court, but right now it's voting liberal. It is not voting conservative. We desperately need one more. It would be great if the Lord would give us two. I think we need to realize that abortion stays at the forefront of the kingdom and of what God wants. At this point, we've seen that it's not only moving in the federal court system, but also in the states. At this point, we have 16 states that have restricted the legal status of abortion. We have four more that will automatically ban abortion if Roe's overturned, another nine that have retained their pre-Roe abortion bans, and seven more states that express an intent to restrict the order. We only have nine that want to hold on to Roe. So we're seeing a move within the states also, and we know, Steve, as believers, that protecting the life of the unborn is dear to us. It's dear to removing curses from this nation, and I don't think anybody can argue it's dear to the heart of God. That has to be kept in the forefront. Globalization, because of this president and the positions he's taken, globalization has been halted to the sense that it could be and is being dismantled. We see that in the EU. It's happening. Any one of the members of the EU that have tried to oppose Trump and that breaker of anointing have found themselves in chaos. Most recently, Emmanuel Macron found himself in the middle of a meeting having to leave to go back to Paris, which was being literally burned. Angela Merkel, who was the first one to really oppose President Trump, has found herself to where she's now lame duck, no longer the head of her Christian Democratic Party, and herself in chaos. Britain's Prime Minister May and Brexit is now becoming the rock that's crushing them and separating the European Union. So we see globalization is being challenged. That's very important for us with eyes as believers to see. China's challenged to the core. Their economy's in trouble. Their currency's devalued. People are brewing. Russia has sanctions and blockages, yet they're spending all of their money in military and in trying to advance their control. And again, it's an opposition to the globalization that was having fervor and finding its path in the previous administrations. Why? Because I think we're beginning to see the budding of Babylon. The spirit of Babylon, the economic system of Babylon is beginning to spring out, and we all know what that means. That means that this is the true system of the Antichrist. So our eyes should be looking very, very clearly at what's happening right now. I want to emphasize, is President Trump doing this with an absolute understanding of what he's doing? I don't believe he's aligning it to prophecy. I don't believe he's aligning it to Christian expectations. He's simply fulfilling assignments that God has put into him, and he's extending with those. The deep state is nowhere near being dismantled. In fact, it seems to have found itself an alliance between liberals, between moderates, conservatives, and between its own fraction. We need to pray very hard that this implodes for our country. Israel, we've become too complacent. We're still celebrating the fact that the embassy was moved. I think you know the role I played in that early on. We need to move so far beyond that. Israel's a grave concern. A divided Jerusalem is not scriptural. It's not in Israel's benefit, which means it's not in the church's benefit. Withdrawing from Syria is a very, very serious concern. That we understand that Iran is behind the scene. They hate Israel. They want to destroy them. Assad hates them, wants to destroy them. Russia wants their resources. Steve, if we watch the news, we saw just last month there was an alliance, a very quiet alliance between the European Union and Israel to put a pipeline all the way under the sea over into Europe to pump natural gas, which was a huge, the largest gas field discovered in the world offshore of Israel. And they want to sell it to the European Union. The European Union needs it because right now, they're relying on a majority of their natural gas from Russia. This is going to put a hook in Russia's mouth. They're going to want these resources, and they're not going to be very happy about losing that. So Russia's puffing up as a bear. The Space Force in command that you know I prophesied to you early on is grabbing legs. It's getting funded. Why is this important? Because dominance from space is what's going to make the difference as we line up and we see what's happening around the globe. This man, President Trump, and Vice President Pence, who himself is heading this up for the president, have been motivated to make this a major factor of our military's expansion. It's moving forward. I could go on the kingdom. I would like to say this to you. We see a shaking in the kingdom. Yes, I agree with the awakening. I agree with the call. I agree with the revival. But I see that the focus has to be within the body of Christ itself. The church of Laodicea has really become vivid, the hot, the lukewarm, the cold. And if I were to put a percentage on how that would apply to the body of Christ, I would sadly have to say that only 10% of the body of Christ might make the litmus test of hot. Maybe 35 to 40% lukewarm, maybe 40 to 50% cold. Those are people that call themselves Christians. I look at it positively. If we see 10 to 60% hot and cold, that means we need to resuscitate the body of Christ. And that's where my focus is. The body of Christ needs to become aware of the power of God again. Steve, I want to close with this. There was a very well-known Korean pastor that was recently brought in by one of the top denominations. I'm not going to mention the name. He came into the country and he wanted to get an assessment on how the largest churches in this country are growing. So he spent some time and visited them. And he thought he was going to come away with something to bring back to South Korea, which at one time had taught us how to grow in Christian faith. And what he came away with as they brought him to the airport was this, sadly. He said, I see them growing, but I don't see them growing on the premises of gospel alone. He said, I see a form of godliness, but no power therein. So while many are releasing prophecies of excitement for the year and people gaining personal wealth and acceleration and many of the same things we see again. I am positive in what God is doing in the nation and in the earth, but at the same time, and as pertains to Israel, but at the same time, very, very cautious. And I think we need to be a voice calling the body of Christ to get hot, to get on fire, and not to be complacent and to live on the laurels of an election that was won a couple years ago when we're losing so many battles day by day in the earth today.
Well, I want to thank you for the voice that you have been. You're an apostle, you're a prophet. And if people want to find out more information, could you give us a website or a way that people could contact you if they want more information about how to pray?
Yes. At this point, I would like to direct people to www.potashield.org. And in that basis, I will be posting a lot of what I've just said with facts and with support for it. And we would honor people to be involved with us. And we're going to be very active coming around after the first of the year, Steve, calling the PotaShield worshipers and warriors and watchmen to prayer and to alert so that we can stand in this gap. And we sure do appreciate what you and Charisma do for the nation. I'm not just greasing you because you're my friend and I'm on this with you, but you have been relentless. You have never let go. And I've known you now about a decade, and you haven't changed. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for being open and being used and being bold. You truly have the sense of a reporter. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And I'll close by thanking my listeners for listening today. As the new year begins, it gives us an opportunity to reflect and to think what God is saying and doing. And Franca Media has given us a somber word, but a word that is at the right time. And I encourage everyone to take seriously what he's saying. And we must begin, of course, by examining our own hearts and lives and asking God what he's wanting to do and wanting us to do in this new year. So thank you. Happy New Year to everyone. And tune in again for the Strang Report. After the first of the year, I will be sharing some of my own thoughts about the new year, especially how people can focus on goal setting and some other things that it's always good to do at the beginning of the year. Thank you. God bless you. And again, Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.